Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Woolchuck's on his way back to the studio after watching this World Cup game with the masses up at COSM. 2-0, it's gone final. Spain over France. Time now for football's finest, and here's the Chief.
Yes, sir, we got our Jeremy Fowler list today. It's linebacker time, boys and girls, right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
We all know who the best linebacker in football is. Say it together as a class. 3, 2, 1. Fred Warner. Broad is just not participating. Are you kidding me? It was the easiest assignment in classroom history.
No, I was looking,
and he just went friggin' mute.
No, I was just
didn't even interrupt me, which I would have appreciated.
Yeah. Fred Warner.
You nailed it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out about the Snowden thing.
Yeah, Charles Snowden.
I got distracted on that. My apologies.
No, it's all right. You're handling biz over there.
I'm trying to get the bottom line. If it was the DUI or something else, we're missing.
No, it's important right now. Yeah. Charles Snowden, according to Adam Schefter, is going to be suspended for the first three games of the season. Who is Charles Snowden? It's a great question. He was picked up by the Cowboys this offseason.
Got a scouting report on him the other day.
Yeah, brought us had a nice scouting report. You like the length?
Yeah.
Okay. You like the capabilities? There's some potential with this guy. For being a rotational edge dude. He's like 6'6", 260 pounds or something. I mean, he fits the bill. He's a get-off-the-bus guy. Okay, you look at Charles Snowden, you're like, all right, he can be on my team. But he's got a DUI arrest from back in 2024. I believe that is the reason why he is being dealt a three-game suspension here. But we will await Broadus's response here
working
momentarily.
On that right now.
So Fred Warner, of course, is still the best linebacker in football. Has been for many, many years. And he's coming off the injury, so we'll see if he can continue to be that. But we know, I mean, he is an all-time. I think offensively, you look at Aaron Rodgers, just all-time Cowboys killer. Mm. I feel like defensively,
yeah,
that's freaking Fred Warner, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the gosh dang boogeyman out there. He sees pretty it before bad. It happens. He's yeah. got nine eyeballs in his head.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that he's got a helmet on. Like, he can see through the helmet with all nine of his eyeballs.
He's probably the number one contributor to that Dak Prescott frustrated losing face.
Yes.
Where he's just clueless.
That 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
Where he's like, do I even know how to play football anymore? He's questioning his own capabilities.
Freaking linebacker has me seeing ghosts out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred Warner is that dude. And not only in the run game, but in the passing game, he's legit. So he's still number one. Any guesses on who number two is? Give me a linebacker name that you think would qualify for being in the discussion.
Jack Campbell, another Cowboys bane. Mm.
Big Jack Campbell.
He's number two?
No, he's number five, but he's on the list, so he gets points here. He was ranked by someone as the best linebacker in football. One of the executives, one of the coaches, one of the scouts looks at Jack Campbell and says, you, sir, are better than Fred Warner. That guy deserves to have his football card revoked. But you also had somebody that thinks Jack Campbell is not even a top 10 linebacker on this list. That's the funniest part about these particular lists that Fowler does. He gives you what their highest ranking was by one individual and their lowest ranking. And oftentimes you'll see a guy who has a super high ranking from somebody and then totally unranked by another. So there is, you know, little consensus when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like even for Fred Warner, yeah. He comes in at number one, but somebody thinks he's the fifth best linebacker in the league. Like, that guy doesn't deserve to be collecting checks from the NFL.
Simply. Press pass revoked.
Done. It's Roquan Smith of the Baltimore Ravens, who's still ranked very, very highly here. He comes in at number two. Somebody thinks he's the best. Somebody thinks he's not a top 10 linebacker. That's just the way this thing goes. But NFL personnel evaluator said he's bleeping nasty coming downhill. I mean, that's what you want in a linebacker.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen him play, but you give me one sentence about the linebacker, and you're going to tell me he's bleeping nasty coming downhill? That's my guy. Sees it fast, good blitzer, good eyes, cuts off the ball in the run game. He was a huge needle mover for that Ravens defense when they traded for him a few years ago. I think he's lost a little bit of a step, maybe a little half step, but still one of the best linebackers in the league. You're going to like this one, Broadus.
Oh, wait, let me give you this. Oh, wait. I was going to guess Zach Bond.
Oh, Zach Bond? Yeah, please. Comes in at number four. It's a good guess.
Okay.
He's not number three.
Oh, wait a minute. They're not putting my UCLA guy in there.
Let's go! 1 year in.
Schwesinger?
Carson Schwesinger. That's right. Wow. Of the Cleveland Browns, only 23 years old.
Depoy, right? Reigning Depoy?
Rookie Depoy. Yeah. Absolutely he is. They're saying one personnel executive says he's Luke Kuechly reincarnated. And I know Kuechly's like maybe your favorite player you've ever scouted.
Best player I've ever scouted, yes.
Coming out of college. Mm-hmm. Elite speed, athleticism, instincts, ball skills. And he got put in a great situation. I mean, playing with Jim Schwartz, and we'll see they got a new defensive situation going down there in Cleveland now, but they get Verse, no more Myles Garrett. But he was awesome. I mean, 2.5 sacks, 2 picks, 156 tackles, 11 TFLs. So obviously good enough to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Plays fast, excellent instincts, good in coverage. He was a second-round pick, right?
Yes.
Second-round pick, yes.
Yeah, so you can you can find studs in the second round of the linebacker position.
Great player.
Zach Bond of the Eagles is number four, as you mentioned. They say he's got lateral quickness and is an incredibly smart player. Perfect for Dick Fangio's scheme, can play close to the line and get pressure, or can play off the ball. Hopefully that's Jayshon Barham. Jack Campbell, as we mentioned, at five with the Detroit Lions. At six, this is a guy that the Cowboys were kicking the tires on. I think the Cowboys wanted to make a trade for this fella. Houston Texans.
Al-Shazir?
Yep. Azeez Al-Shaair comes in at 28 years old, and he's number six on this list. He did just get the re-up, 3 years, $54 million. They say he's the Dennis Rodman of linebackers. Okay, how about that? Does that mean he doesn't shower after games and he goes to the club and picks up chicks?
Oh, he does all the dirty work.
That's what I mean. Like, he doesn't shower.
Yeah, he's a dirty work guy.
Yeah. Poor hygiene?
I would say no. I just say dirty work guy. But not being dirty.
He gets in everyone's head. He can run all day and can play every down. Yeah. Specialized by scheme a bit, they say, but he's explosive and good in coverage.
Yeah, the Dennis Rodman thing could mean a lot of things.
I know. What do you think?
But one of his best things that he did was getting under the skin of the other team's best players.
Yeah.
The battles between he and Karl Malone, the things of legend.
Well, and that's what they say. He gets in everyone's head a little bit. He is a physical, nasty kind of guy. At seven.
Let me guess one.
Please guess.
This is one of my favorite guys. Nick Bolton? I love Nick Bolton coming out of Missouri. That's why he might not be ranked anymore.
He's ranked.
Is he really?
Number eight.
Oh, wow.
So we still need number seven, but he is coming in at number eight for the Kansas City Chiefs there. Instincts, toughness, and production, long speed and coverage, just average, which caps him a little bit. But as a
good player, though.
As a run defender, he's about as good as it gets. Kind of your classic linebacker there. But he can be exposed in coverage a little bit. So
what about
getting knocked for that? But he comes in at number eight. We're still missing number seven, and then we got 9 and 10. Best linebackers in football, according to people in the NFL.
Everybody talks about Brooks.
Let's go, baby. You're on fire now. Jordan Brooks, Miami Dolphins, former Texas Tech Red Raider, should be future Cowboy. Let's cross our fingers. Yeah. Trade deadline. Jordan Brooks.
It would make
Max
sense.
Max Crosby.
It would make sense.
Dallas Cowboys collision course. Yeah, he's on an expiring deal. Dolphins are going to suck. You know, maybe they want him for a few weeks of the season. Hold the hand of Jacob Rodriguez, who they just drafted in the second round. Pass the torch. And then hop on a bird and head to the Star in Frisco. Get that physical. I like the idea of that. Eight, Nick Bolton. Nine, Edgerrin Cooper.
Oh, wow.
Of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Size, speed, run and hit ability. He can really go, says someone. It's his mind, says a high-ranking AFC official. He sees it and can anticipate. That's the guy that I wanted in the Micah trade.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of Kenny Clark, respect to Kenny, happy he's here. Would be happier if Edgerrin Cooper was here. Number 10, one-year wonder for this fella. Just had a big year. Switching teams. Didn't get quite the bag he thought he was going to get in free agency.
Oh, is this a Jacksonville guy?
Now he's a Panther.
Okay.
He loves the big cats.
Okay.
He's Devin Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Coming in at number 10, physical run player, love his length in zone to get his hands on the football. Not as effective in man, can blitz, rush, and is versatile. We'll see how he fares with Carolina. I can't remember the guy's name. It's one of my Italian brothers who's the defensive coordinator, Campanelli. Campanelli in Jacksonville is one of those young up-and-coming guys as a defensive coordinator. probably will be a head coach in the near future. And he was able to adjust things around Devin Lloyd to really just highlight his skill set. So we'll see how Devin Lloyd fares in Carolina, but one great year in Jacksonville last year.
He gets to play behind the law firm of Brown and Brown, Derek and Bobby Brown.
That's going to help things. Got Jalen Phillips there as well now, rushing off the edge.
Campanelli? Campanelli, is that how you say that?
I think that it's Campanelli.
Campanelli.
Is how they pronounce it, even though there's an I in there.
Okay.
That they pronounce as a lowercase E. You have Quay Walker as an honorable mention. Cowboys wanted him. He's a Raider now.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Queen, Pittsburgh Steelers. Cowboys, I think, wanted him for a brief moment in time.
Talked about him, yeah.
That's with the Steelers. DeMario Davis with the Jets. I think there's a case to be made that he could still be in the top 10, to be honest with you.
Yes, DeMario Davis. Great interview.
He's freaking fantastic, dude.
The Jets had a nice free agency and draft combination. I don't know if it's enough, but they've done a lot. They brought in some dudes.
If Geno Smith can just stay out of trouble, dude's getting ticketed left and right. Driving cars he's not supposed to be driving, speeding with no license. I guess he's off the hook for whatever, you know, domestic violence thing took place. But, the Jets have stocked the roster with some young dudes if they could finally get a quarterback and a head coach at some point. DeMarvion Overshown, honorable mention. Can you believe it, boys? We got one.
Gotta mention.
NFC Scout says he moves like a safety. Mm-hmm. At least at one point he did. Hopefully he still can. Incredibly talented. We would all agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how he does this year after the injuries. Absolutely, that's the key. But DeMarvion Overshown still has made some impressions, some positive ones, in his short time on the field since he's been battling injuries his entire career. But that would be huge. Unfortunately, we do not see the name of D. Winters.
Yeah, D. Winters.
But maybe this time next year, D. Winters is hanging out on the list of some of the best linebackers in football. But, the Jordan Brooks stuff, I think we can keep alive once the trade deadline gets here. Okay, the Miami Dolphins linebacker, Texas Tech Red Raider, and at the trade deadline, I think those could be two put-you-over-the-top kind of moves at the deadline. If the Cowboys come out of the gates hot enough to be buyers,
yeah,
give me Max Crosby. If he's showing that he's healthy, give me Jordan Brooks. I think that could be a game changer.
Yeah. Now I'm, you know, starting to imagine that maybe if you can avoid the Rams, can somebody knock off the Rams for you? Mm. Like the Diamondbacks knocked off the Dodgers for you in 2023.
Yeah.
Then I think, you know, team for team. But, yeah, and that linebacking trio that you'd be talking about right there, your top three guys being Winters, Overshown, and Brooks. Now I'm starting to feel like this thing is a strength, but I think the opportunity for Overshown has to be massive if this defensive line plan comes together.
Sure.
And Quinnen and Clark and Gary, and then Ezra Raku can play the run as well. These guys should be so free to run and hit, and if he can stay healthy, yeah, I believe Overshown's going to be in the top 10 on this list next year when we review it. Go ahead and put a post-it note up about that.